You're tuned in to the voice of truth, the sound of holiness. It's Jesus Christ Church Ellisville with your host, Pastor Elijah Thomas. Get ready for powerful preaching with the word that'll surely stir your soul.
His garment. Hallelujah. For she said within herself, tell somebody, she said in herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Verse 22 said, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Now, this is a familiar scripture. This is not something that we've never heard before. It's not something that we've never read before. Glory to God. This is familiar, and we know of the story of the woman with the issue of blood. We know of how that she was sick for 12 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sick for 12 years, and amen, had been trying for those 12 years to get healing for her disease, get healing for her issue. Glory to God. The Bible calls it an issue of blood, meaning, hallelujah, that she was producing blood. Amen. And the Bible says in those days that, amen, if a woman was producing blood, amen, if a normal woman was producing normal blood, you were not to touch her. Glory to God. Her husband was not to touch her. She was to be considered unclean. Glory to God. Even then, hallelujah, and even some Jews today, they will sleep in separate beds, won't even touch the same equipment. Glory to God. Won't even, hallelujah, interact with each other because the woman is considered unclean. Because a man of blood flow. Hallelujah. And this woman had gone through 12 years of being that. Glory to God. Tell God thank you. This woman had gone through 12 years of being unclean, of 12 years of being casted out. 12 years, glory to God, of not seeing her issue or situation getting any better or getting any closer to the better. Bible even tells us in another gospel that she had also went to doctors and had spent all of her money, glory to God, trying to be healed, glory to God, hallelujah, and spent all of her money, everything that she had had, and for 12 years, hallelujah, she must have had a great bit of money, glory to God, to be paying 12 years on something that had never worked. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I come to tell somebody here today, amen, I don't care how long you have been what you are in. Glory to God. The same God that healed this woman is the same God that can heal you. The same God that delivered this woman is the same God that can deliver you. The same God that made this woman whole can make you whole. Doesn't matter how long it take. Bible tells us there was a man, glory to God, at the pool of Bethesda, had been waiting 38 years on a healing. Hallelujah. Amen. That seemingly he could not get. But after 38 years, God stepped by the pool and healed him. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord thank you. You cannot put a time limit on God. I come to tell you that if God has said anything to you, it does not matter if it takes 50 years. A yes from God is still a yes. Doesn't matter if it takes all of your days. A yes from God is still a yes. Give God glory and give God praises in here. It does not matter what you have lost. God is able, hallelujah, to give it back. It does not matter how much you have been through. God is able to change your situation. It does not matter how long you've been dealing with it. God is able to change your situation. Glory to God. Somebody give God praises. And give God glory and tell somebody it don't matter how long God is still able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wish I had some saints that would just look up to God and say, God, I don't care how long it take you. I still believe you. Glory to God. I don't care how long I got to ask you. I still believe you. I don't care how long it's been since I prayed. I still believe in the miracle working power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, clap your hands, Zion, and give God praises like you believe in God. After 12 years, hallelujah, we would think it's normal for her to stop believing God. We would think that it's normal for her to just give up and say, well, maybe this is just the will of God for me. But I come to tell you in here that you cannot convince yourself that God is not going to do what he said do. You cannot allow the devil to speak in your mind and tell you that God's not going to give you what you've asked him for. You cannot allow friends and family and folk that don't even trust and believe in God to convince you out of something that God said that you could have. I come to tell somebody in here, don't you let the devil psych you out of what God said that you could have. Don't you let unbelieving saints convince you that God is no longer able. Don't you let worldly people and worldly situations and science and glory to God, don't you even let common sense tell you, glory to God, that God is not able to do exceedingly, that God is not able to do abundantly, that God is not able to do above what you could ask or what you could think. Glory to God, don't you let no devil tell you what your God cannot do. God can do anything but fail. If you believe that, you ought to shout hallelujah like you truly and honestly believe in God. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory to God. Hallelujah. I was talking, amen, with a preacher friend of mine, glory to God, amen, and we were going back and forth. We were talking about different doctrines and what people believe, glory to God, amen, and we were talking about people's different way or manner of doing communion, glory to God. Shout hallelujah. Tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the preacher began to say, well, you know, you got some of them churches. And hallelujah. Tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. He said, you know, you got some churches, they're called one cup churches. Hallelujah. Amen. I started to smile at him. Glory to God. He said, you got some of them churches called one cup churches. And he said, well, common sense tell you that if somebody's sick, glory to God, hallelujah, go and drink from the cup. Then common sense tell you everybody after that person will also be sick. Glory to God. Tell God thank you in here. Tell God thank you in here. And I told him, I said, well, you know, you're right. Glory to God. I said, you're right. Common sense does say, glory to God, hallelujah, that if somebody get up here with a sickness and they drink and you drink after them, common sense says, yes, you're supposed to be sick. Common sense say, yes, you're supposed to catch what they have caught. Glory to God. Somebody give God glory and give God praise. Common sense say, you're not supposed to come out of what you're in. Common sense say you're supposed to die with the sickness that you got. Common sense say mountains don't move, glory to God. Common sense will tell you that rivers don't split open. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory to God. Common sense say blinded eyes don't come open. Glory to God. Common sense say cancer is supposed to kill you. Glory to God. But I come to tell somebody here that my Bible say that he'll take the foolish things, hallelujah, of the world to confound the wise. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praise in here. Common sense say I'm sick, but faith say I'm healed. Common sense say I'm bound, but faith say I'm loosed. Common sense say I got to die like this, but faith say that I can be delivered and set free. Come on, Zion, if you believe God in here, you ought to shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. Come on, Zion, and be real. I can't fight common sense, but faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith has the power to make whole anybody. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praises. I can't fight common sense. Glory to God. Common sense is right, but I serve a God. Hallelujah. That has been making the devil a lie. Hallelujah. Since the beginning of time. I serve a God that has been healing the sick. Hallelujah. Since I've been alive. I serve a God that has not made a mistake and has not made a wrong turn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't remember a time where God didn't come through. I can't remember a time where God lied. I don't know of a time where God didn't do what he said that he would do. Come on, Zion, and bless your God. Hallelujah. And tell somebody, my faith is making me whole. Glory to God. Don't matter what I think, my faith overpowers what I think. My faith overpowers intellect. My faith overpowers, glory to God. It overpowers scientists. It overpowers studies. It overpowers education. Yes, it's good that we are educated, but faith, hallelujah, overpowers what I've learned. Glory to God. Come on, Zion, and give God praises. I've been in many struggles that my degree couldn't get me out of, but faith showed up and turned the situation around. Come on, Zion, and give God glory. Come on, I've had many problems that good grades couldn't change. Oh, but when I got down on my knees, God turned it around simply because I believed him at every word that he said. And if you believe God in this building, then you ought not be ashamed, but you ought to give God glory and give God praise. And while I'm praising him, he's making me whole. While I'm giving him glory, he's making a lie out of the devil. While I'm giving him the honor, he's turning my situation around. Don't care what people say. Don't care what the devil say. Don't care what spirit say. God is turning this thing around. If you believe that, you ought to shout hallelujah. You ought to shout glory to God. Ah, glory to God. Give God glory. Give God praises. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. I was watching, hallelujah, watching our apostle this morning, glory to God. And he was telling, hallelujah, the people, glory to God. It was a message from the other day, but he was telling the people, amen, of the power of prayer and how prayer works, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he began, hallelujah, to give a testimony about how he, amen, prophesied and told this, hallelujah, elderly lady that she was going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Well, he went on and he told them, he said, well, the woman went into the hospital, hallelujah, and died, glory to God, before receiving it. Hallelujah. And all the family was crying up, and everybody thought all was lost. And apostle said he walked in the hospital room, laid his hands on her, told her lived, and walked out. Glory to God. Bible, hallelujah. Come on, give God praises in here. Glory to God. Then the man of God, hallelujah, told them, he said, after he did that, he got a phone call. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A phone call, and the woman had come back to life. Came to church, hallelujah, the next time. Hallelujah. And received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Then after that, went back and died. I come to tell somebody here, amen, that God woke that lady up just to show you that he don't care. He'll stop death to prove that he ain't no liar. Come on, Zion, and give God glory. God will raise the dead just so he won't be a liar, just so that everything that he said could come to pass. And I come to tell somebody in here that you can't die until you see everything that God said you could have. You can't leave this world until you see everything that God said that you could have. Come on, Zion, and give God praise. And give God glory. God will stop death before he be a liar. God will stop sickness before he be a liar. God will stop anything in your life before he be a liar. Bible say that heaven and earth shall pass away before one jot of his word shall fail, before one word of the scripture shall fail. Glory to God. Before God be a liar, heaven and earth
or pass away. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praises. Shout hallelujah. Clap your hands and give him glory. I come to tell you, I don't care what's going on in your life. God is not a liar. Glory to God. And if God say healed, then it is healed. If God says delivered, then it is delivered. If God said the way is being made, then the way is being made. I don't care what it looks like. If God said it, it shall come to pass. I don't care what it sounds like. If God said it, it shall come to pass. I don't care what your mind and your conscience tells you. If God has said it, it shall come to pass. Glory to God. I don't care what you're asking God for. I don't care what you're believing God for. If God has given you just one yes, it don't matter who says no. It don't matter who disapproves. It don't matter who denies. If God say yes, it shall be so. Clap your hands and give God glory.
And I'm almost done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible says, glory to God. In verse 20, it says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. Somebody say 12 years. I came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Now, it doesn't say that she touched him. It says that she touched his hem. Glory to God. As a teacher and as to be considered a rabbi, glory to God, the book of Leviticus told them, hallelujah, that they had to wear certain garments. Glory to God. Tell somebody, hallelujah. Glory to God. Matter of fact, tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. And as a rabbi and as a Jewish teacher, Jesus wore that garment according to what the law said. Hallelujah. And on the bottom of his garment, the Lord told, hallelujah, Israel to put fringes down there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or to put tassels on the bottom of your garments. Hallelujah. And when you would see those tassels, it will cause you to come into remembrance of what I have said. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. Come on, give God the glory in here. And when the children of Israel would see the tassel on the man of God, and even, hallelujah, the women of God who would wear tassels, glory to God, when they would see that, it would remind them of the law that God had given through the prophet. Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. So the woman with the issue of blood didn't just touch clothes, but she literally touched the word of God. Hallelujah. On the word of God. Hallelujah. Shout glory to God. Hallelujah. She touched, glory to God. Hallelujah. What God gave as an example of his word. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. And that example of his word was connected to the living word of God. Hallelujah. So much so that when she touched the example of the word, that it pulled virtue out of the word. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah. And that's why your Bible tells you that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that come out of the mouth of the Father. Glory to God. Every word that he says gives you life. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory to God. Every word out of the mouth of God, hallelujah, it heals our bodies. Every word out of the mouth of God, it changes situations and problems and issues. Glory to God. Every word out of the mouth of God, Bible says it goes and heals. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bible says he watches over his word to perform it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to tell you, glory to God, how much power is in the word of the Lord. Shout hallelujah.
and shout glory to God. There's power in the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That even so, glory to God, when I read this scripture and when I begin to preach to you, glory to God, what thus said the Lord, you're receiving the word of the Lord. Glory to God. And that is what heals you. Glory to God. That is what delivers you. Glory to God. That is what sets you free. And the woman with the issue of blood understood that if I touch what represents the word, that is connected to the word, that I can pour out of God everything that I need. Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. I wish I had some folk in here, hallelujah, that understood the power of the word of God. Hallelujah, that if I get the word of God in my mouth, that I can pour out of God everything that I need, everything that I desire, everything that he said I could have. I can pour healing out of heaven just by the words out of his mouth. I can pour ways being made out of the spirit just by what God has said. I can pull finances and money out of God just by what he has spoken and what he has said unto me. And I wish I had some folk in here that believe what I'm preaching, that could say, I can have whatever he says. Hallelujah. I can have more than enough. I can have healing for my body. I can have deliverance for my soul because of the word that he has spoken. And when I speak what he spoke, then all hell has to let go of everything that God said that I could have. And if you believe God in here, you ought to catch a hold to the words coming out of my mouth and say, I can have it because he said so. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory to God. I come to tell you that if you get his word in your mouth, then you can have anything that he said. If you get his word in your mouth, then you can see miracles wrought. You can see blind eyes open. You can see dead people get up. You can see sickness and disease come out of the belly of a saint. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praises. We can see limbs healed by the word of God. We can see folk cough up cancer by the word of God. We can see folk get healing, hallelujah, in their mind. We can see feeble minds healed under the power of God just by the word of God in our mouth. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praises in here. Ah, glory to God. When you take this scripture, amen, hallelujah, and put it in your mouth, it becomes the word of God. Hallelujah. When I take this scripture and preach to you out of it, it becomes the word of God. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory to God. And there's power in the word of God. The word of God is what goes in your ears and gets in your heart and gets in your body and changes stuff. Come on, Zion, give him a towel. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praise. It's the word of God that goes forth and gets in your spirit and begin to change, hallelujah, cells and molecules down in your body. Come on, Zion, and give God praise. It's the word of God that goes down in your soul, and everything that doctor said, it begin to change it and rearrange it and turn it around. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praises. It's the word of God that when it get down into the belly of the saint, it can work miracles and work wonders and move on your behalf. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praises. You don't know what you got in your mouth. Glory to God. And if you get the word of God on your tongue, And the Bible said the power of life and death is in your tongue, glory to God. If you speak of what God said, then you shall have everything that he said. Clap your hands, Zion, and give God glory in here. That's why the Bible tells us, glory to God, he tells us that what we preach, it mixes with faith in the saints of God. Hallelujah. And when this word gets in you and mix with the faith that you have, then nothing shall be impossible unto you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For we read in the scripture, come on Zion, give God praises. For we read in the scripture, glory to God, at verse, glory to God, 21. Hallelujah. Tell God thank you. Tell God thank you. It says in verse 21, it says, for she said within herself, glory to God, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Glory to God. Come on, Zion, and praise God in here. And I come to tell somebody in here that's doubting the power of God. I come to tell somebody in here that's doubting that God can move on your behalf. That this scripture does not say that Jesus laid hands on her. This scripture does not say that God, hallelujah, overshadowed her and delivered her. This scripture does not say that Jesus prophesied and said that she would be healed. No. It says that she said in herself that if I touch him, I'll be made whole. And I come to tell you in here that I wish I had a witness in here that understood what I'm saying. I come to tell you, glory to God, that you're not coming out because you read it. You're not coming out because you heard it. You're not coming out because you felt it. But you're coming out because your words match with what he said. Glory to God. She didn't come out because God said she could. She came out because she said that she could. And I wish I had some folk in here with the power of the Holy Ghost that would say, I said I'm coming out of this. I said I'm going to be healed. I said I'm going to be delivered. I'm coming out because I said so. Bible say, glory to God, that God told Elijah, tell Ahab, it's not going to rain until you say so. Glory to God. And Elijah went and told him that it's not going to rain except by my word. I say when it's going to rain. I say when I'm going to be healed. I say when I'm going to be delivered. I say when I'm going to be set free. I said that I shall have everything that I asked for. I said that I shall come out of this. I said that I shall be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praise and tell yourself, I don't care what it looks like, I'm coming out. I don't care what it sounds like, I'm coming out. I don't care what I feel like, I'm coming out of this with my hands lifted. I'm coming out of this with a praise on my lips. I'm coming out of this with a dance down in my feet. I'm coming out of everything that God said that I could. Come on, Zion, and give God praises and give God glory. And Jesus told her, he said, hallelujah, glory to God, in verse, glory to God, hallelujah, 22, it said, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Glory to God. Tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, tell the Lord, thank you. I come to tell somebody in here that if you would just trust and believe in God, your faith will make you whole. Glory to God. Bible tells us that we're saved by grace through faith, not that any man should boast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're not saved by works. Glory to God. There's no work that you can do that can earn salvation from God. But God chose to save you. Glory to God. God chose to fill you with his spirit. It was not because of anything that you did. God, hallelujah, gave you the mind to do it. Glory to God. Bible said that no man can come to Christ but except the Lord draw him. Glory to God. No man can say, hallelujah, that Christ has come in the flesh, but by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It wasn't just you that decided to be saved. It was God, hallelujah, that gave you the desire and gave you the want. He drew you. God told Israel, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. Glory to God.
Can't get enough of the word? We invite you to join Pastor Elijah Thomas and the saints in Ellisville for a powerful move of God, Sundays at 12 p.m. and Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. at 400 Beulah Street, Ellisville, Mississippi. And tune in for Church the Scriptures, our Tuesday night phone Bible study at 7:30 p.m. Just call 516-387-8436. Your breakthrough is waiting.